Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Hey, Linda, welcome back in. Glad they featured you. What were you talking about?
Yeah, how about that, Dom? I'm really moving up in the world. Saturday, I spoke at the Trump rally. Today, my opening act is Mike Opelka.
Yes, that's right.
I really rank now.
Do you play golf?
No, I don't, but aww. I heard you speak to him, so I'm glad that he
is. One more for the foursome.
We need somebody for the foursome. I don't think Scott Presler plays either, Dan, so we can't flesh that out. And Dan certainly is not a golfer.
I'm garbage.
No, not a golfer. So, Linda, what were you brought in to talk about?
Right, yeah. So I spoke at the Trump rally in Wilkes-Barre on Saturday. I was one of the pre-programmed speakers, and that just shows how much the RNC is stressing the importance of election integrity, because they specifically wanted an attorney to speak about what's going on here in Pennsylvania. And I got up, and by the way, there was a red carpet. Remember last time I was on your show, we talked about how I should have a red carpet. There was definitely a red carpet up onto the podium. So I think the Secret Service is listening to you. Yeah.
Yes. We had J.D. Vance on today. So, yeah, we're in Eric Trump tomorrow. Eric Trump listens. He'll get you.
I heard you talk to J.D. Vance. And I had to get up and I spoke in front of thousands and thousands of people. I think that arena holds maybe 10,000 people. But, Dom, it wasn't that hard because I was making my remarks. No one was shouting questions back at me, unlike what J.D. Vance had to endure today with a pretty hostile press shouting questions back at him. And I think that that's something that people should remember. Kamala Harris, it doesn't seem like she wants to answer any questions. It's great to get up and talk from pre-prepared remarks, but it's another thing to actually answer questions.
Well, I think the Walls guy would do even worse. That guy, if he had those questions that Vance had today, is going to butcher them. So, Linda, you're there to convince him then that here are the things that are going on. This is a big improvement. I really wanted to underscore it because in the past, President Trump has been all over the place. So this is the RNC telling 10,000 people or thereabouts, hey, you got to tell people we're on it this time. People like Linda Kearns are on it. You know the faith I have in you. And on the other end, Presler, what he's doing is so much better than the last time. If you want to be those people, I had people inundating me this week saying, what about in the post office? Can you guarantee what's happening there? If I could, I would be down there myself. But as much as humanly possible, this is such an improvement.
Absolutely. And that was part of my message, that this is a new Republican Party. And I think I've said that on your show before, that Chairman Whatley, who was there and spoke after me, so I was the lead-in for him, he and Laura Trump have brought an energy to this party that I've never seen before. And I have the resources, and there's a huge staff who is training people, recruiting people. And I'm asking your listeners again, go to protectthevote.com and sign up, protectthevote.com, because I need people. I need our guys to watch those guys. And it's so important. Don't just sit around and complain about it. Go to protectthevote.com and give up your day on election day to volunteer for President Trump. He needs us. He needs all of us.
So, Linda, you also got to speak to President Trump. So give us an idea what that was like.
Right. So I didn't even realize that was going to happen. So after we spoke, but before he got up, they brought us all to the back and he took individual pictures of everyone. And he spoke briefly to everyone. And that was really great. And I can't say exactly what he said, because technically he is my client. So I can't really reveal what we talked about. But he's just really great in person, exactly how he is when he's on stage or when you see him on TV. He's great. And one of the best things about the rally is he brought this man on stage named Daniel, who was from Venezuela and who talked about how his family had to endure this switch from socialism to communism, and how his grandfather had come from Cuba and warned, hey, you know, this is coming to Venezuela. It's coming. And people didn't believe him, and it came. And his message was, don't let them tell you it will never happen, because it happened to me in Venezuela. And I thought that was such a powerful message when we have the other side talking about all these socialist policies.
Without a doubt, Linda, and I want listeners to know, when you see something out there, because, you know, vigilance is what's needed here with the other side, like these doctors, remember we talked about that, some of them at mental institutions that are trying to register voters, you're on it, you're trying to get to the bottom of their ballot harvesting, et cetera. So I think it's pretty safe to say we're not going to wake up a month or 2 months from now and suddenly they had Zuckerbucks or something of that nature. They're doing enough stuff. I think Montgomery County is just as pushing the envelope as outrageously as Philadelphia, for example.
Right. Well, I just found out today that there was only two counties that didn't take the funds from the Commonwealth. So that means 65 out of the 67 counties will have to count their ballots starting at 7 a.m. on Election Day and continuing 24/7 until it's finished. So that's important. There won't be all those breaks and stops. And I think that really caused people to be suspicious. So that's a great thing that's happening. And again, I need people. I need people to watch at the canvas. I need people in the polling places. If I have an opening in your division, no matter what county you live in, it's not just Philadelphia. We're looking for all over the Commonwealth. Then we can place you as an election board worker. If there's not an opening there, we'll place you as a poll watcher, because we really need people to watch what's going on. That's how we keep this fair. And yesterday we had a training. We have trainings three times a week for both the political side, the people who get out the vote, and also the workers and the poll watchers that we recruit. And I got on the training. By the way, Riley Gaines, who I know has been on your show, she was a guest speaker on the training. And then I got on and I just answered people's questions. And they were so thankful to know that someone is working on all of these issues that concerns everybody. So I really want to assure everyone.
Just a parting area. I feel pretty secure in anything. Now, you're actually on the ground, but Chester County, Bucks County, strong Republican Party in Bucks, and Chester seems okay. Montgomery County, as I said, is Little Philadelphia. But Delaware County, there's a hotbed of activists pushing back on stuff. You have any sense of Delaware County this time around? Will there be as much of that going on?
Well, we are definitely recruiting poll watchers and attorneys and poll workers for Delaware County. So that's something we are absolutely on top of. We're not assuming, you know, we can leave anything unwatched or untouched. Every county is important, and we want poll watchers in every division in every county. And that's our goal. And that's why I keep coming on your show and taking up your listeners' time, because I really need everyone to go to protectthevote.com and sign up.
Absolutely. Linda, thank you. Anytime. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3 from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.